Now, I want to tell you a little theological point that is not often understood. Some people believe, well, no matter how bad I do, you know, I'll be saved because it says I'll be saved as through fire. Well, I'll just go through a hard time, but I'll be saved. It's not what it means. When the apostle says, if any man's work abide, which he shall have built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved as through fire. People who don't understand the scripture will say, oh, well, see, that means a man can be saved even though he hasn't really struggled in a Christian life. That's not true. Being saved through fire is the fire of hell. In other words, we're alive. We're alive forever. Our souls are alive forever. And our bodies are going to be alive forever. They will live for a time on this earth and then die, but then they will be eternally alive and united with our soul. And we will either be in the presence of God or we will be outside of his presence. And of course, by being outside of his presence doesn't mean that he won't be there. It means that his presence will be like a fire to us because of our sins from which we can no longer repent because that time has passed.